Now, my daddy knew him, and that's where my daddy learned to speak Belgian, because he was the oldest boy at home, or they could leave at home while the rest worked in the field. Mm-hmm. And the old gentleman couldn't speak English. So everything he talked to my daddy in Belgium, and that's the way he learned his Belgian.
Did you pick up any?
The only word they picked up was cuss words. I remember my daddy saying the first word he learned how to say was match in Belgium. And the way he learned, his grandfather smoked a pipe. Mm-hmm. They were out in the yard one day, and his grandfather motioned for him to come to him. And when he did, he kept saying the word stakski. And he didn't know what he meant, so the old man put his pipe to his mouth and kept doing this, stakski. Stakski, and motioned to the house, see? So he figured right there, and then he wanted a match. He went and got the match, and that was it. Don't ask me how to spell the word stakski, because I don't.
Tell me about your grandmother on your father's side.
Well, there, it's just like on my mother's side. She died before I was born. I didn't know her.
You know her maiden name?
I sure don't.
She was from Belgium?
He was from Belgium.
You know, in Southwest Louisiana, a lot of the people, even now, speak French and all, and they didn't want to give up their language. Do you have the same situation here, for people here speaking Belgian? Or
no. Of the generation that's living now, I doubt it. 10 of them can speak the Belgian. More of them can understand it, but they can't speak mm-hmm. it. Mama can talk it. She don't like to, and she can understand it.
Why don't you like to?
I say it's too much trouble trying to speak both languages. Did you ever try to take another language and talk it?
No, I know what you mean. It's
French?
I could speak German, but I would usually try to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand it.
There's another thing. You didn't say what your name was.
Yeah, Barbara.
Well, maybe you did. I didn't remember. My partner would ask me what your name was, and I told him I didn't remember you saying it.
You're married.
So. Yeah.
How old was your wife?
Same age as me, 56.
And was she born here?
Mm-hmm.
Is she Catholic too?
Well, she was a Greek, and she became a Catholic before I married.
She was a Greek?
Mm-hmm.
Greek Orthodox Church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matter of fact, she's what we call, she was half Greek and half Kunas. Now, you know what a Kunas is?
It's Cajun.
Yeah.
What was her maiden name?
C. Now you want me to spell it?
Yeah.
And that Catherine is spelled with a C.
Where were her parents from?
Her daddy was from Greece.
Mm-hmm. What about her mother?
And her mama was from down here in the French country, from Mansour, Louisiana. A boy's parents. You haven't been here long enough to learn what.
I don't know that story.
You got Hessman, Bunky, Marksville, Echo, Clocheville, Napoleonville, all in places. The boy's parents.
How far away is
that? Oh, it's about 35 miles.
Were there very many Greeks?